Last month, President Trump rolled back clean water regulations, which was a really popular move with a lot of companies. But businesses that make money protecting clean water could take a big hit. Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports.
The Trump administration is stripping protections for streams that only run after rain and for wetlands that don't have a connection to bigger waterways above ground. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says it will
save Americans time and money while accelerating infrastructure projects and economic development.
EPA says there's no data on exactly how many waterways would be affected, but a leaked presentation by government scientists says more than half of wetlands across the country and 18% of streams would not have federal protections. That could mean less work for folks like Adam Davis.
One of the most gratifying things about the job is seeing nature come back to life.
The Clean Water Act says that when developers fill in protected wetlands, they have to offset that damage by creating more or restoring them somewhere else. Davis's company, Ecosystem Investment Partners, operates mitigation banks to help them do that. Private investors fund wetland restoration and then sell credits to developers who impact other protected waterways. Mitigation banks sold about $4.8 billion in credits in 2018, and the industry directly employs more people than coal, steel, or logging.
Everything from heavy equipment operators to landscape planners and architects.
Davis says the business model accelerates restoration on a bigger scale and for less money than ever before, and that about 1,600 mitigation banks across the country have restored more than 1 million acres. Here in northwest Montana, retired guides and conservationists Paul Roos and John Kowalski are post-holing through shin-deep snow to show me wetlands that have been resurrected through Ecosystem Investment Partners.
It's sort of sexy over there.
Before this property was restored, it was a cattle ranch. The stream had been diverted for irrigation and destroyed by overgrazing.
It was pretty much ecologically dead.
But as we approach the water, it's clear the ecosystem has come alive.
Oh, wow, this is sexy.
What did you expect?
There's bright, verdant green and the loamy smell of growth and decay. The spring-fed water here stays in the mid-40s year-round, and it's key to the health of the nearby Blackfoot River, a world-famous trout fishery. Richard Hauer is professor emeritus of biology at the University of Montana.
One of the things that is so remarkable about wetlands is they are disproportionately important across big regional scales.
Hauer says rolling back protections ignores basic science about how water connects underground. He says wetlands filter water, regulate temperature, and control flooding. Adam Davis, who's on the board of the Wetland Mitigation Industries Trade Group, agrees that fewer wetlands will be protected after the regulatory change, but he doesn't think businesses like his are going away.
I don't take these things lightly, but there are real drivers beneath the back and forth of daily politics that are more fundamental and are just not going anywhere.
Davis says there's likely a lengthy court battle ahead, and states could pass their own regulations to fill federal gaps. For NPR News, I'm Nick Mott in Missoula.